980-93.3 KOKA. This is Pastor CJ on your radio. And let me just say to you, you and you, that of course this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad therein. I am certainly excited to have on the line with me today. Y'all already know him. He's an OG in the gospel industry. And of course, he's always doing his thing. It's my man, Kurt Franklin. I can't say it like I'm your uncle, your nephew, your homeboy. I can't do it, but it's Kurt Franklin. How you doing, sir?
You ain't got to do all that.
I ain't got to do all that.
What's going on, boy?
How you feeling?
No, man, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Good. What do you got going on? I know that there's a song just for me, a single that's out. Tell me about it.
Yeah, man, you know, this is just my way of continuing to try to communicate sometimes the difficult moments that we have in our faith of things not always being happy and smooth. I think that a lot of times we don't give the total image and perspective of what the Christian life can be. The Christian life is not only ups, but it's also valleys, and it's also moments where you have these discouragements, and if you don't attempt to try to see them through a bigger spiritual lens, a bigger purposeful lens, a sovereign lens, then you can miss God's hand and what he's doing. And so this song is talking about how difficulties are sometimes wrapped in the gift wrapping of love, and they are FedEx to your house and on your front door straight from heaven, and they are intended for your growth and for your deeper development. And so that's what destiny is.
Wow. And speaking of growth and development, I want to ask you a quick question because, you know, of course, in knowing that you were coming on the station today, one of the things that I learned about you that in your career in gospel music, that your family, your aunt played a very significant role in your life. And of course, you've been in music, if I'm right, and correct me if I'm wrong, since 11 years old. Is that correct?
Well, she was not my biological aunt. She was my great, great, great. We kind of called him a hum, but she legally adopted me.
Uh-huh.
So I was legally adopted by when I was four, by a 64-year-old lady.
Uh-huh.
And so that was really the beginning of my introduction to faith, was this older lady who raised me in the faith and gave me a relationship with Christ.
That wow.
Was, the most valuable thing in the world, while at the same time also, you know, asking the neighborhood and everybody to recycle their cans and newspapers to help pay for my piano lessons.
Wow. And how does that type of experience communicate in the type of work that you're doing now, even with this single? How can you take that type of history in your life and tie it in to what you're doing now?
Well, it all flows from the same well, and then it just depends on how deep the well went. If you were young, and if you embraced that teaching, if you embraced that type of theology, if you embraced that type of doctrine into your life, and on top of that, if you embraced that type of relationship, which was this beautiful marriage that I saw her live out in front of me,
right,
for a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so watching her do that, it gave me some really deeper tools to be able to have my own relationship. And so I owe her really my life for that. And so I'm extremely grateful.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I want to ask you this because so many of our listeners who knew that you were coming on the stations today, they said, you know, many of us know your name, but of course, we want to get to know you. And I got a quick little question for you, or a quick little game or something like for you. I just want you to choose an answer. You know, my family own a lot of businesses here in Shreveport, and one of the businesses that we own is a restaurant business, and it's soul food, and we like soul food. We like to eat, you know. Shreveport is a city that got a lot of great restaurants in it, and I just want to ask you some quick questions about soul food to help our listeners kind of get to know who Kurt Franklin is. You know, my grandfather always taught me that you can kind of know a man by what he chooses to put on his dinner plate. So I got a couple of quick questions for you real quick, if you can just choose between these, all right? Soul food choices, all right? Would Kurt Franklin rather mustard greens or collard greens?
Well, first of all, let me tell you about how deep I go back to Shreveport.
Wait,
I used to, back in the 90s, I used to go to Freeman and Harris.
Oh, wow.
And then it got changed to Pete Harris.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, just know that I've been in the game for a minute, young whippersnapper.
Wow.
And you know what I'm saying?
I was in the 90s. I probably was in the second or third grade.
Man, I was going to Freeman and Harris back in the day.
Bro. Oh, wow.
And
oh,
they
wow.
had some of the best food in the world. So, when it comes to soul food, you can put both of those on my plate.
Mustard
it's
and
all
color.
Good for me.
Wow. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. So, let me ask you this real quickly. If you were at Freeman Harris, would it be fried or smothered pork chops? Which one? Fried or smothered pork chops?
Smothered.
And now, if you say you really was at Freeman Harris, would it be sweet tea or extra sweet, sweet tea?
I want the diabetes version. Give me the sweet, sweet tea. Give me the diabetes. Give me the one that gives you diabetes.
All right. You sounded like you got this. All right. Would it be hot water cornbread or a cornbread muffin? Which one?
Cornbread muffin.
Cornbread muffin. Okay. And the last one. Now, this is the big one. Now, we're going to know if you really went to Freeman Harris, all right? Now, would you order potato pie or apple pie? Come on.
No. First of all, you just took me back, though, when you said that. Dude, let me tell you something, man. Freeman and Harris was hot.
Yes.
You don't
yes.
understand. I think I would order both.
Wow. Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Let me just say, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. And I'm going to tell you, based off of everything you've answered, it sounds as if you've been to Freeman Harris before, Pete Harris.
Come on, bro.
And of course, it sounds like you've been there. So I can say, you know what? You have been anointed for soul food. It's anointed. It's all in
you. This is what I do.
Yes, sir. Well, let me say to you, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And of course, you know, we're playing the song and we're going to continue to do great things. It's blessing all of our listeners. Just thank you for your career. Thank you for your life. Thank you for just everything that God has done for you. And we appreciate you. And just keep doing what you're doing. And of course, a young guy like me looking up to you, just keep on living, and we appreciate you. Anything else you would like to say to our listeners before we get out of here?
Yes, I'm 5'5", so you don't have to look too high.
I love it. Well, listen, you know, let me just say this, that was not corny, okay? That was not corny.
Yeah,
because
was,
if you,
trust,
if you,
was,
because I actually can come back and tell you that I really would have to look high because I'm actually 5'4". So actually, you're taller than me by an inch. So the thing is that I would have to
look up just a little.
But listen, I got to say this for everybody in Shreveport, because they would not let me be on the line with you without telling you this. It's important that anything you plan to do in terms of a tour or anything, think about Shreveport. Please think about Shreveport. Please make that
man,
your thought process.
Listen,
we miss
listen,
you. We
listen,
want to see you. We want
I
to see
would
you.
I would love to come to Shreveport. You don't understand. Shreveport and I have about a 25, we have about a 25-year-old date.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
That we need to have meet.
That's what I'm talking
Shreveport.
About.
Well, you know, we were boyfriend, girlfriend at one moment.
Wow.
And then we had a little moment there 25 years ago, and we need to take each other back down and back. Kind of back on a date. We need to get dressed up.
Right.
We need to court each other one more time because we had a moment there that we were supposed to go out and we was both looking cute and we
right.
were young.
Right.
And something happened. And so we never had a chance to make up. So
right.
me and Shreveport, we need to have a makeup date. Do you remember that?
No. I'm young. I was just about to tell you, this is actually old to my generation because I was a child. I was a baby. I wasn't even born. I'm 31 years old. So I wasn't even born.
Wow.
I probably wasn't even born. So the thing that I'm saying to you, it's my generation who, you know, we want this date. My generation want this date because we.
Here's my question.
What's your question?
Is that situation like legendary? Like did people continue to talk about that?
Say that one more time.
Was that situation legendary? Meaning, did people talk about that situation throughout all these different generations?
Yes. Let me just say it like that. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. So let me just say it like this. I'm a part of the generation that's been in waiting. We've been in waiting. So hopefully one day when you get ready to put some plans together, I'm just saying, you'll think about not just Shreveport, but this generation that I'm in Shreveport.
Brother, then we got to go back out on that date. And we got to get cute. And we got to get fresh.
Yes.
And we're going to both look good and we're going to take each other out. How about
that? That's what I'm talking about. From Kurt Franklin himself. That's right. From Kurt Franklin himself.
That's crazy.
Kurt Franklin.
Yeah, I'm excited now.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that on your heart, put that in your mind, just to let you know there's a whole generation out here who need the Kurt experience.
Wow.
That's all I wanted to tell you. Who wasn't even born. That's all I'm saying.
But let's go.
All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. Keep your radio locked right here. You already know what you're listening to. It's Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-93.3 KOKA.